Hello there, quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 78 of Takeaway Trivia. It's your pub quiz in a podcast. I'm Leon, your quiz master from Hereford, UK, and I'm delivering your four rounds of weekly trivia right here on Takeaway Trivia. It's September the 13th, 2021. On this day in history, quite a bit going on, actually. It is Niall Horan's 28th birthday. Happy birthday to him. Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, 74 years old this week. And Andrew Lincoln off The Walking Dead. He's 48 this week, too. Loads of reasons to party. It's also International Chocolate Day today as we release this podcast. The greatest substance known to man. Well, until you get onto the scales the next morning. It's also International Positive Thinking Day today, so think positively. You will get high marks in this week's edition of the quiz. You will. You will. Finally, before we start the podcast, we should also celebrate the anniversary of one of the most awkward moments of all time. Yes, on this day in 2009, when Taylor Swift won Best Female Video at the MTV Music Awards, Kanye West famously came on stage, stole the microphone from her and told the world that Beyonce deserved the award. Oh, I still cringe thinking about it. Taylor definitely deserved it, didn't she? We're going to crack on with the quiz this week. No correction section or anything like that. Straight into the quiz. Four rounds coming your way, including the final fling. We'll be playing Wipeout, the entertainment round. And first of all, here's your general knowledge. Another week, another dose of your general knowledge. This week, question number one. What is Harry Potter's favourite kind of beer? Number one, what is Harry Potter's favourite kind of beer? Number two, in the Bible, who is the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Question 2 again. In the Bible, who is the father of Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Number 3. What do the numbers on a standard die or dice add up to? So number 3. What do the numbers on a standard die or dice add up to? Question number 4. Which two countries jointly hosted the 2002 FIFA Men's World Cup? Number 4. Which two countries jointly hosted the 2002 FIFA Men's World Cup? Number 5. Which museum is home to Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa? So number 5, which museum is home to the Mona Lisa? Number 6, which date is Groundhog Day in the USA? Question 6, which date is Groundhog Day in the USA? Number 7, rubber, boxing and gardening are all types of what? So question number 7, rubber, boxing and gardening are all types of what? Number 8, which comedian portrays the television host Keith Lemon? Number 8, which comedian plays the TV host Keith Lemon? Question number 9, name the dog that lives with the cartoon cat Garfield. Number 9, name the dog that lives with the cartoon cat Garfield. And number 10, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? Question number 10, what is the main ingredient in guacamole? I'm not going to reveal the answers just yet. We're going to play round number 2 first of all. So your answers are coming up in 5 minutes. For round number 2, it's time to take a look at the world of entertainment. It's all about movies, music, and television. Question number 1. What was the name of Andy Dwyer's band in Parks and Recreation? Number 1. What was the name of Andy Dwyer's band in Parks and Recreation? Number 2. In which country are the Mad Max films set? Question number 2. In which country are the Mad Max films set? Number 3. In the film Pretty Woman, what was the first name of the character played by Julia Roberts? Number 3. In the film Pretty Woman, what was the first name of the character played by Julia Roberts? Question 4. Name Ollie Alexander's band. Number 4. Name Ollie Alexander's band. Question 5. Who became the first female presenter of BBC's Question Time in 2019? Question 5. Who became the first female presenter of the BBC's Question Time in 2019? Number 6. What breed of dog is Beethoven in the film of the same name? Number 6. What breed of dog is Beethoven in the classic 90s film of the same name? Number 7. Who were the first group to win the X Factor? Not solo singers, but the first group. So number 7, who were the first group to win the UK X Factor? Number 8, who is the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? Number 8, who is the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? Number 9. What is the primary setting of the new BBC drama series Vigil? Number 9. What is the primary setting of the new BBC drama series Vigil? And finally in this round, question number 10. And Just Like That is the new sequel series to which noughties TV comedy drama? Number 10. And Just Like That is the new sequel series to which noughties TV comedy drama? Let's find out how you've done in general knowledge. Number 1. What is Harry Potter's favourite kind of beer? It is, of course, butter beer. Number 2. In the Bible, who is the father of Shem, Ham and Japheth? Noah. 3. What do the numbers on a standard die add up to? 21. Number 4. Which two countries jointly hosted the 2002 FIFA Men's World Cup? South Korea and Japan. Number 5. Which museum is home to Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa? It's the Louvre in Paris. Number 6. Which date is Groundhog Day? It's February the 2nd. Number 6. Which date is Groundhog Day? It's February the 2nd. Number 7. Rubber, boxing and gardening are all types of what? They're types of gloves. Number 8. Which comedian plays TV host Keith Lemon? That's Lee Francis. Number 9. Name the dog that lived with the cartoon cat Garfield, Odie. And 10. What is the main ingredient in guacamole? What is the main ingredient in guacamole? Is it guacamole or guacamole? I'm completely confused. Anyway, avocado. There you go. Hopefully you've done well in that round. Pat yourself on the back. Let's get ready for round number 3. It's a return to some general knowledge. We continue on to our next round. It's another round of general knowledge, 10 questions. However, in this round, there's an extra rule. If you get just one question wrong, we wipe you out. You get 0 on this round. You are allowed to pass by leaving an answer blank. But like I said, if you get one of those answers wrong, you're out of this round. Question number 1. What gives the drink Pernod its distinctive flavour? Number 1. What gives the drink Pernod its distinctive flavour? Number 2. Which is the longest circuit in the 2021 Formula One calendar? Question number two, which is the longest circuit in the 2021 Formula One calendar? Number three, who is the current Radio 1 breakfast show host? Question three, who is the current Radio 1 breakfast show host? Number four, what is the name given to the flap of cartilage that prevents food from entering the windpipe? Number four, what is the name given to a flap of cartilage that prevents the food from entering the windpipe in the human body we're talking here? Number five, in the nursery rhyme, who was the black sheep's second bag of wool for? So number five, in the nursery rhyme, who was the black sheep's second bag of wool for? I can't even remember how that nursery rhyme goes. It's Bar Bar Black Sheep, isn't it? I can't remember the next line. Number six, how many gates are there on the Thames flood barrier? It's an amazing bit of engineering. So number six, how many gates are there on the Thames flood barrier? Number seven, the M42 begins in which Worcester town? Number seven, the M42 begins in which Worcester town? Number eight, which game was invented first? Was it Monopoly or Scrabble? Number eight, which game was invented first? Monopoly or Scrabble? Question 9. In film, who has played characters named John Smith, Aldo Raine, Tyler Durden, and Rusty Ryan? So number 9. In film, who's played characters called John Smith, Aldo Raine, Tyler Durden, and Rusty Ryan? And finally, number 10. J. Robert Oppenheimer is commonly known as the father of the what? So number 10, J. Robert Oppenheimer is commonly known as the father of the what? Don't forget, that is a wipeout round. If you get one answer wrong, you are out of that round. You get zero. You can pass by leaving an answer blank. So do take time to just go over your answers, make sure you're confident with them, and scribble out any ones that you think, ooh, is that really the answer? While we're on the subject of answers, let's take a look at those answers for your entertainment round. Number one, what is the name of Andy Dwyer's band in Parks and Recreation? It's Mouse Rat. Number two, in which country are the Mad Max films based? Australia. Three, in the film Pretty Woman, what was the first name of the character played by Julia Roberts? Vivian. Number four, name Ollie Alexander's band, Years and Years. Number five, who became the first female presenter of Question Time in 2019? Fiona Bruce. Six, what breed of dog is Beethoven in the film of the same name, St. Bernard? Number seven, who were the first group to win the X Factor? Believe it or not, Little Mix. Number eight, who was the only person ever to receive an Oscar nomination for acting in a Star Wars film? Alec Guinness. What a legend he was. At number nine, what is the primary setting of the new BBC drama series Vigil? It's really good as well. Really enjoying it. It's a submarine. That's the main setting. If you put Scotland, go on. We'll give you a point. It is all based in Scotland. And number 10, And Just Like That is the new sequel series to which noughties TV comedy drama Sex and the City? Your wipeout answers then. What gives the drink Pernod its distinctive flavour? Aniseed. Two, which is the longest circuit in the 2021 Formula One calendar? Spa-Francorchamps. I have no idea if I'm pronouncing that correctly because I've never really watched Formula One. Spa-Francorchamps. Jeddah Street Circuit is second on the list. At number three, who is the current Radio 1 breakfast show host? Greg James. Number four, what name is given to a flap of cartilage which prevents food from entering the windpipe? It's your epiglottis. Who came up with that name? What a weird name. Number five, in the nursery rhyme, who was the black sheep's second bag of wool for? Blah, blah, black sheep. How do you... It's not blah, blah, black sheep. How does your garden grow, is it? I've completely mixed two nursery rhymes up. No, the second bag of wool was for the dame. I know there was a little boy who lived down the lane in that one as well, wasn't there? Number six, how many gates are there on the Thames flood barrier? 10. Number seven, the M42 begins in which Worcester town? Bromsgrove. Number 8. Which game was invented first, Monopoly or Scrabble? Monopoly. 9. In film, who's played characters called John Smith, Aldo Raine, Tyler Durden and Rusty Ryan? It's Brad Pitt. And 10. J. Robert Oppenheimer is commonly known as the father of the what? He invented the atomic bomb. Right. Hope you've done well in those two rounds. Those are the answers all done and dusted. All that's left is the final round. The final fling. Here it comes. This is it then, the final fling, your harder questions for the end of the podcast. Number 1, Mount of Venus, Plain of Mars and Mount of Jupiter are all found on which part of the body? Question 1 again, the Mount of Venus, the Plain of Mars and the Mount of Jupiter are all found on which part of your body? Number 2, how many metres is one lap of a standard Olympic running track? Number 2, how many metres is one lap of a standard Olympic running track? Question 3, the Interlagos Formula One racing circuit can be found in which country? Question 3, the Interlagos Formula One racing circuit is in which country? Question number 4, omphalophobia is the irrational fear of which part of the human body? Question 4, omphalophobia, that's O-M-P-H-A-L-O, and then phobia, is the irrational fear of which part of the body? Number 5, a capriole is a movement in which type of dance? Number 5, a capriole, that's C-A-B-R-I-O-L-E, capriole, is a movement in what type of dance? Number 6, which English football team won the 2014 FA Cup? Number 6, which English football or soccer team won the 2014 FA Cup? 7. Serac is what type of foodstuff? So number 7, if you're eating Serac, S-E-R-A-C, what type of foodstuff are you eating? Number 8, in which year were women first allowed to participate in the Olympic Games? Number 8, in which year were women first allowed to participate in the Olympic Games? Question 9, the Sheffield Shield is competed for in which sport? Number 9, the Sheffield Shield is competed for in which sport? Question 10. In maths, whose theorem states that the square of the hypotenuse of a right-angled triangle is equal in area to the sum of the squares on the other two sides? So number 10 again. In maths, whose theorem states that the square on the hypotenuse of a right-angled triangle is equal in area to the sum of the squares on the other two sides? I never enjoyed maths when I was at school. Number 11, in the human body, what does dermal relate to? Number 11, in the human body, what does dermal relate to? Question 12, helminthology is the study of which creatures? Number 12, helminthology is the study of which creatures? 13. In 1934, which culinary innovation did Carl Kalin introduce in his burger bar? So number 13 again. In 1934, which culinary innovation did Carl Kalin introduce in his burger bar? So we're talking burgers. He did something to a burger that revolutionized them. What was it? What was the innovation? Number 14. In which large city would you find a district named Hell's Kitchen? Number 14. In which large city would you find a district named Hell's Kitchen? And finally, 15. King Henry VII was the last King of England to be crowned where? So number 15, King Henry VII was the last King of England to be crowned where? Hope you've done well in the final fling. Shall we find out? Here come the answers. Let's put you out of your misery then. The answers to the final fling. Number one, Mount of Venus, Plain of Mars, and Mount of Jupiter are all found on which part of the body? Your hand. Number two, how many meters is one lap of a standard Olympic running track? 400 meters. Number three, the Interlagos Formula One racing circuit can be found in which country? Brazil. Four, omphalophobia is the irrational fear of which part of the body? It's your navel, your belly button. What's to be scared of apart from the bit of fluff that collects down there? Number five, a cabriole is a movement in what type of dance? Ballet. Number six, which English football team won the 2014 FA Cup? Arsenal. Seven, Cerac is what type of foodstuff? It's cheese. Number eight, in which year were women first allowed to participate in the Olympic Games? 1900. Number 9. The Sheffield Shield is competed for in which sport? Cricket. 10. In maths, whose theorem states that the square of the hypotenuse of a right-angled triangle is equal in area to the sum of the squares on the other two sides? Pythagoras. It's Pythagoras' theorem. 11. In the human body, what does dermal relate to? The skin. 12. Helminthology is the study of which creatures? Worms. 13. In 1934, which culinary innovation did Carl Kalin introduce in his burger bar? Basically, he was the first man to add cheese to a burger. He created the cheeseburger. Yum, yum, yum. But the person who added bacon to it, I reckon, is, you know, gets the gold star. Yum, 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 yum. At number 14, in which large city would you find a district named Hell's Kitchen? That is in New York. And 15, King Henry VII was the last King of England to be crowned where? On a battlefield. That's it. Total up your scores and celebrate your victory if you are the quiz champion this week. Well done. It's been a pleasure to be your quiz master as always. I'm going to leave you with a tat fact. Did you know that the first train reached a top speed of only 5 miles per hour? Blimey. To be honest, I don't think the British Rail Network has got much quicker, has it? Hope you've had an amazing quiz. I'll be back next Monday with more takeaway trivia. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow us wherever you get your podcast from, so takeaway trivia will download straight to your device every Monday. I'll speak to you soon. Have a great week. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's takeaway trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate, and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.